Hi friends, it's your girl Becky Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. Okay, so I did my first live on TikTok not that long ago. After I came from the gym, I always doing these videos after I come from the gym or before I'm going into work or after I'm finished work or little time is like right after the event or thing I'm going to. I do one of these. Anyway, first one, angry. it would have been equivalent to me doing the Love Island recaps right after I watched the show. So it gave me that. So pretty much, I'm just annoyed, okay? With society in general. That's why I was like lashing out. Society, like I said before, especially last podcast, now, etc., etc., the double standard that is put on women is unacceptable, not okay. Like, oh, we're bad either way. You're too fat, you're too thin, you're too this, you're too... It's, like I said yesterday, it's just annoying. It's just a lot of things bundling up that I'm like, ugh. Anyway, so it just came out angry, and like rightly so, a lot of people are angry, and like the misogyny is real. Again, if this was a dude, would this be out there? No, that's all I'm gonna say. All right, let's actually, because I wanted to actually with this podcast talk about Petal specifically. I've been an Ardenator since yours truly, so the very beginning. A lot of artists, I'm an OG. I either started like when their first single came out, first album came out, or second album, or 2 years later, but I'm still in like the beginning OG. You would be calling them OG fans. So, like I said in the live, this album is a split album. You need to listen to it multiple times to get it. Unless you're like someone that's like, got it right away. But yes, this album is amazing in general. So let me, because I want to make sure I say all the things correctly. Okay, so Kiss Me, I will say Kiss Me until Freak. All you haters out there, all the bad press, paparazzi, people that listen to people they hate for some stupid reason, you guys get on my nerves the most. For example, like I was saying, I didn't specifically say who the celebrity is, because this celebrity, our birthdays are very close to each other. I'll give hints like that, because her fandom is scary. You say one thing bad, they attack you. So I think you got it from the context clues. I'm not a fan of hers. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not a fan of hers, and that's already going to get me hate. just saying that. Like I said, I don't talk about her a lot. Maybe a little bit here or there. If I'm trying to say something, comparing or something. But yeah, I don't talk about her a lot. I don't follow her. You see that? I don't follow her. I do have friends that are fans of her, though. But I don't follow her. I don't look for her contact. I don't look for her music. I don't listen to her music. And ever since, like, I stopped listening to the radio, I think that was 2016, 2017, and just listened to my music on my phone, I have never heard her. Unless, like, I look at my friends that are fans of hers, stories, and they're posting her songs, right? I don't listen to her. because when I used to listen to the radio, I would hear her every time I drive, which was annoying to me. But like I said, stop listening to artists, stop following artists, and stop harassing artists that you don't like. Like with her, I don't follow her. I don't comment on her stuff. I could do more things in my life that I like than have her surrounding. If you don't like Ariana Grande, stop interacting with her page. Stop looking at her stuff. Why are you torturing yourself? Come on now, that's stupid. That, like she said, has a song called Freak. That's being freakish to me. You going onto people or celebrities you do not like page and giving them hate. Why? That's freakish. I've never done that. I never will do that. Anyway, like I said, the album is great. First run through, loved it. I've heard other fans be like I Do and Bad Thing, and they're like, Ari, what you put in the song? And I'm like, exactly, Ari, what did you put in the song? I saw a TikTok of someone listening to Like I Do. They're like, yes, yes. I was like, exactly. Like, first time listening to it, you're like, yes, this is a bop. I'm shaking my ass to this. But like I said, you need to listen to the lyrics, which happens after listening to it one or two times. You will see, you will hear, like, if you see the lyrics, if you listen to the lyrics, and when you listen to an album multiple times like I do, like with artists that I like, that goes for Demi. I love Demi. JoJo, like, it's just a little too late. Not JoJo Siwa. JoJo as in a little too late. Joanna. Ariana Grande. Just saying those three in general. When you listen to the album 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 times, you're like, oh, this is what the song means. Oh, I didn't know it was about that. Oh, clock it, Ari. Clock it, Demi. Yes, clock it, JoJo. You see what I'm saying? Clock it. I'm like, yes. And then there's some songs that I still want to shake my ass, but yes, with the what you're saying, I agree. And then you can also sometimes put it together with there's things in your life correlated to things that have happening in your life as well. Kiss Me. First heard Kiss Me, I loved it. Loved it. For me, because I'm so into like music in general, I could be like, okay, the beat, oh, this is gonna be a banger for me, or it's not, or that I have to listen to it multiple times and it becomes a banger. And for me, like, this album is a banger. There were like, I would say two songs that I had to listen to multiple times to be like, okay, now I like you. It's like, and I would say Big Feelings was like one that it's good, but I was like, not my favorite. And then same with Freak, because I'm not a freak. So I guess like that's why I was like, I don't like celebrities or follow celebrities I don't like. So that's why I was like, yeah. But I do agree with the message. I do agree with the message, and it is a good song, but like, I'm like, why I didn't like it, because I'm like, you people that are following celebrities and people you don't like to just give hate on them, and you're like waiting for them to go online to be like, you're ugly, annoys the hell out of me. It does. Hello? We all are going through something. I, like, with the things I go through, I don't go to people's page that I don't like and put negative comments. That's freakish to me. Like the song Freak. Anyway, so from, I would say, warnings, signs, and like I do, it's like in the middle ground of when she's talking about the industry and haters till when she's gonna start talking about Ricky. But like I said, half the album is about you haters and the industry. This is why the music videos are all horror, spooky, Halloween Horror Nights vibe. It's cinema. It's giving cinema. And no one is making you like a celebrity. If you don't like them, you don't like them. If you like them, you like them. Block them. I think, for me, I don't have a lot of people blocked. I don't. I'm not a... But, I do have, like, if I don't like a celebrity or I don't want them to show on my feed, I block them. You could do that. But yeah, this album, really good. If you don't listen to the album, the lyrics, you could just be like, oh yeah, this is a good dance song. This is a good song. But if you listen to the album, okay? Especially from Kiss Me to Freak, and then I would also add Like I Do. You haters out there. Paparazzi. And by the way, I always hated paparazzi. You guys need to leave people alone. You bombarding their cars, harassing them. That's not okay. Celebrities are people too. And stop acting like they're not. No. They're people. They have feelings and emotions. They're not robots. Okay? Wally from Wally from Disney. He's a robot. Celebrities, they're people with actual feelings. Okay? Would you like to be treated that way? No. So, see, this is my issue with people. In general. You are okay with treating people like trash. Celebrity or a celebrity or non-a celebrity. Because I've seen it on the road. You guys need to put signals. Especially you people in Florida. You need to put signals. You need to indicate when you're going to change lane. Anyway. Speaking of that. You just change. And almost cause accidents. Anyway. You guys. The mentality of people. Caring only about themselves. And how they're treated. And then maximum. Of how their loved ones are treated is disgusting. Treat people, if you want to be treated with respect and love and all these good things, treat people like that too. For me particularly, I treat people with kindness when I meet them, with this, that, and the other. When something upsets me, I let them know it upsets me. Sorry. Again, I came from the gym. Still dehydrated. I let people know how I'm feeling. I indicate every time when I drive, because that's what you're supposed to do. No one knows what you're going to do. I don't know if you're going to go left. I don't know if you're going to go right. Indicate. Be respectful to others. Treat people how you want to be treated. If you want someone to stop for you and do this, that, and the other, you should do the same thing to other people. But no, you, a lot of people, and I'm going to say the majority of people, only care about themselves. Like, even me with driving or parking, this, that, and the other, I make sure what I'm turning, when I'm doing this, when I'm doing that, that the cars around me, the people around me are safe. Like, if I'm going to turn this way, when I'm going to turn this way, or going straight, I'm not going to hurt the other car around me. That's my first priority. I'm not going to hurt anyone around me. What I've seen on the road, especially in Florida, because this comes back to, like, kindness and everything, I'm not speeding or anything like that. Normal speed. I've seen people turn on a red light going left. That is illegal. That is illegal. You're not supposed to do that. You almost caused an accident. I've seen that multiple times driving. Which I come to the conclusion is, you guys don't care about other people's safety. What you care about is yourself. Which is not how you are. Which shows how you guys are with other people. And the discord of how Ari looks like this album, Petal not being like Dangerous Women, not being like Eternal Sunshine, not being like any other album that she has, is that okay? Let artists evolve. If they wanna, for example, Demi, her newest album was more EMD dance album. She wanted to try something new. Let them try something new. They don't have to. We already know Ari. We already know Demi. We already know JoJo. They can do ballads. They can sing very high. We know that. They don't need to prove that they can sing really high. We've seen it already. If they want to try something new, if they want to do this, that, and the other, it's fine. And then, talking about lyrically, it's fine. It's understandable. You know what she's saying. That's it. It doesn't need to be like this big thing. And some of you say, oh, the lyrics. Again, I saw a video about someone talking about a celebrity, and you guys are saying, oh, she's this celebrity singer, this, that. And then I was listening to a person read those person's lyrics, and then I'm like, really? You're calling this a poet? This person, the English teacher, right? And I didn't say that. Like, the person that was reviewing was saying that. And I'm like, exactly. So stop it. If you like a specific artist, you like a specific artist. If you don't, you don't. The lyrics don't have to be like an English paper. No. They get the point across. You use simple words. What I don't like is when singers use big words that I don't know, and I have to look up what that word means. Like, I don't know. Simple words, everybody will know it. If English is your second language, third language, you will know what that word is. I don't need you to be using this big word, and then at all. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, treat people with kindness. Just like Harry Styles has said, treat people with kindness. If you want people to be kind to you, be kind to them. Use your signals while driving if you're a driver, because that's annoying. You're causing accidents. I don't know that you're going to go left, right, or the other. If you want someone to indicate for you, do the same. So this is my calmer version of my life that I did. The calmer one. But overall, what I'm saying is, let artists evolve. Let them try new things. If they decide to keep the same formula as, oh, I'm just going to do this kind of music, then it's fine. If they decide to, let me change it up, let me experiment, then that's fine too. Leave them alone. And that's all I have for you guys. Bye.